Random House Audio presents Texas Chase by Sandra Brown. Read for you by Colleen Marlowe. Prologue.
Chase, please, let's get out of here. We shouldn't bother her.
The hushed words had to penetrate pain and narcotics to reach her. Somehow they did. Marcy Johns pried open her swollen eyes. The hospital room was dim, but the scant daylight leaking through the drawn blinds seemed painfully brilliant. It took a moment for her eyes to adjust. Chase Tyler was standing at the side of her bed. With him was his younger brother, Lucky, whom she recognized, though they'd never met. Chase was staring down at her with unstinting intensity. Lucky seemed apprehensive. Though she couldn't be specific about the time of day, she believed it to be the morning following the fatal auto accident. Earlier, the efficient hospital staff had moved her from an intensive care unit into the standard room at St. Luke's Methodist Hospital. She had been examined by a team of doctors, each of whom specialized in a different field, and had been informed that her injuries were serious but not critical. She had suffered a concussion, a broken arm and collarbone, and shock. She was grateful to be alive and relieved that her prognosis for a full recovery was positive. But no one had mentioned Tanya. From the moment she regained consciousness in the intensive care unit, she had frantically asked questions about Tanya. At last, they told her. Tanya Tyler had died upon impact in the crash. A Texas Tech student, home for summer vacation, had run a stop sign and hit the car broadside. Marcy had been wearing her seatbelt.